Hello and welcome back to Teach Languages Online, the podcast giving you the best advice for your online language teaching. My name is Lindsay, I'm from Lindsay Does Languages and I am your host for this show and for this episode. And today we're going to be talking about marketing lessons from the Barbie movie for online language teachers. But before we get into it, if you're interested in this topic in particular, well, not so much the Barbie bit, more the marketing bit, then I have two things to recommend for you. Number one is 100 creative ideas for online language teachers. So a lot of people ask about, do I teach you how to teach online? And no, I don't teach you how to teach, because I feel that if you are coming to this kind of space, you already have your own way of teaching, right? I'm not gonna like teach you how to suck eggs, you know? But what I do teach is all of the other stuff. However, the exception to that is 100 creative ideas, which is primarily about ideas to use within your lessons, within your teaching, ways to teach. But there is a chapter in there all about promotion. So if marketing is the thing you're interested in learning more about, definitely check that out. And second, just to let you know that in the autumn, I will be re-updating, completely re-delivering one of the bonus courses for the Online Teaching Starter Kit, which is the Online Teaching Marketing Masterclass. That will be happening probably live, but it will be completely refreshed in the autumn. So if this is something that you're like, yeah, I want to learn more about this side of teaching online, then definitely join the OTSK, the Online Teaching Starter Kit, and you'll be able to get that when that happens in the autumn. All right. And you can do that. Links are in the description for both of those options. All right, then, let's get started. So you've probably noticed over summer 2023, there has been something kind of inescapable. Well, there's been two things, really. One of them we talked about recently on the podcast, that was marketing lessons from Taylor Swift, and you know, the whole Eras tour has just been huge. And the other thing that has been inescapable is the Barbie movie. And now the Barbie movie itself has just been huge. Even months before it was released, it was everywhere. So there must be something that we can learn from this as online language teachers, because they're doing something right with their marketing, right? So we're going to look at 1, 2, 3, 4 core kind of areas. And there's a lot more that you can like dig into on specifics, but we're going to keep it nice and easy to digest today. So we're going to look at 4 core areas, things that the Barbie movie marketing team have done really, really well. And yeah, we'll dig into how we can apply that in our own online language teaching. Okay, so number one, collaborations. There have been just countless collaborations with the Barbie film. It's the lists that you find. You think you found like a blog article that lists all of them, and then you'll find another that lists something else. There's always something missing because there's so much, from toothbrushes and toothpaste, drinks, ice cream, makeup and nail varnish, shoes, clothes, rollerblades, suitcases, pool floats, rugs, candles, Xbox, jewelry. It is just incredible. There's nothing I've ever seen quite like this. I've got to say, my favorite has to be the like real life Barbie dream house hosted on Airbnb. And not only does this make for great promo in general, but the fact that people could enter a competition to stay for free just helped to build lots of buzz and press and real opportunities for interactive promo, which is something we'll get into in just a moment. So this idea of collaborations, how can we apply this to our own online language teaching businesses? Well, this one transfers pretty easily. So although you probably won't be making like French with me collaborations with Fossil Watches, and I'm not going to be like collaborating Lindsay Does Languages for OPI nail varnish, we can collaborate in a huge number of other ways. And collabs in general are great because although there may naturally be some kind of crossover audience, people who know you and the person or the company that you're collaborating with, there'll also be lots of people who are only familiar with one of you. And the other reason they're great is because there's no limit to how creative you can be. There's no real rules about this. You're doing something together. Full stop. That is it. You add in the rest. You fill in the rest of those blanks as to what you want it to be. So it could be something like maybe a bit more long term, like co-hosting podcasts. So I was co-host of The Fluent Show for a really, really long time. This was a really great collaboration. And there were lots of people that knew me and Kirsten, the main host of the show. But there were also lots of people that would email me and say, oh, I heard you on The Fluent Show, right? And so things like that work really, really well. It could just be something a little bit more short term in terms of promo. So maybe taking over each other's Instagram for a day, kind of swapping, you know, so you hop on their account and share everything and they go on yours, that kind of thing. It could be that you have some kind of direct interactive collaboration on Instagram where you create a sort of what would it be called, like a cut and edit a reel together of both of you, so it looks like you're talking to each other, that kind of stuff, right? So it could be really long term, it could be relatively short term, or it could be something that is paid for, right? So maybe you co-host a live workshop or an online event or even a course or a membership, something that will actively generate income for you, that is kind of more of a product or a service, but has the added benefit of also being marketing because you're reaching this whole other audience, right? So that's pretty cool. So that's just three ideas. Like I say, there's lots of space here for you to fill in the blanks yourself. So there really are just lots and lots of options to consider when it comes to collaboration. I'm really holding myself back because I have so many ideas and I don't want to overwhelm you, but it is just like, you can be as creative as you want. And I think that's part of the beauty of this. So loads of opportunity in terms of collaboration. The next thing that the Barbie movie marketing did really, really well is interactive promo. So if we go back to the Airbnb dream house for a second, one thing that was so cool about this is that it was exclusive. And when people did stay there, they were pretty much guaranteed to take and share lots of photos and videos online. So it's a really smart move because that then generates free promo, right? And the other big one that happened a few months before the film, and possibly even before the trailer, or maybe at the same time as like the sort of second teaser trailer, was they released a template and a website alongside that where you could create essentially your own Barbie memes, right? You've seen them, I guarantee it. You know those kind of sparkly, spiky rosettes with each actor in character behind the pink word Barbie. And there's a tiny, this Barbie is, in the corner that differed for each one, right? So like it would have, this Barbie is a Nobel Prize winner. This Barbie is president. This, or maybe like, and then there's like Alan. It's like, he's just Alan or something, you know? So that worked really well because that was promotion for the film and like really sharing a full roster of the cast. But then also that extra idea of having that as a template with a website where you could generate your own and put yourself on that poster, genius. Because you've got then this instant friendly, almost meme thing that people can share themselves, whether it's publicly on social media, whether it's just with friends and in between, you know, kind of in private WhatsApp groups, that kind of thing. Oh, it's just so, so clever. And yeah, really, really found this was a great tool that they used. So how can we do this, right? Because you're thinking, I don't want to create like a whole website with a meme. Who's going to even want that meme for like my online teaching business? I'm not the Barbie movie. Absolutely. I get that. And I'm not saying that, of course, but there are a couple of ideas that we can take from this. So firstly, think about physical gifts. I'll give you an example. When people join Language Life and complete milestones in the program, I absolutely love personally handpicking and sending out their gifts in the mail. So there are some gifts where it's like, okay, you've reached that milestone, that's the gift, that's like the standard gift. And then there are some when I go and find something very specific, knowing what I know about that person and, you know, what languages they're learning, etc. So you could then take this kind of pre-purchase and make it into a marketing idea by randomly selecting people every once in a while to receive a free physical gift in the mail from you. So this doesn't have to just be reserved for when people join your program or when they start learning with you. It could be something that you take this idea of physical gift and every month, every season, you share on Instagram, you know, I'm going to send a gift, a physical gift in the mail for one person in the comments or whatever, right? And do double check, because there are lots of rules about like Instagram giveaway versus contest versus all of these, you know, very, very fine print terms. So do check all of that stuff first, but it's definitely something that you could experiment with and play around with. Alternatively, you could encourage people to share a selfie studying the language, perhaps in unusual places with a certain hashtag, right? So you make your own hashtag and you then say to people, I'd love to see where you're learning this week. The most unusual place will win the gift. That you even combining both elements of sort of interactive promo there, right? Or just really take that Barbie template idea and run with it. So perhaps creating a template for an Instagram story with a question or a prompt and then space for people to share their answers. These sorts of things make it really easy for people to actively interact with you and your business and to then feel part of something by sharing it themselves. All right then, number three, Barbie the album. So, of course, we're talking primarily about a film here, but that was certainly not it in terms of creative outlet at the end of this. As well as a film, there was a lot of hype built around Barbie the album too, right? A few things they did. They revealed an almost complete lineup of artists, gradually shared singles in the weeks building up to the film's release, and even, like I say, it was an almost complete list. Some of those tracks and artists, I think there were two, were listed as TBA, right? To be announced. And so that just really helped to build excitement and hype before the film itself. So the album was this thing in itself, was the soundtrack as well. I think all of those songs are in the film. And, you know, all of the promo around that and even having their own Instagram for the album as well as the movie just really helped to build some more buzz. So when it comes to us, I guess that making a whole album probably isn't in your marketing plan. And I'm not going to say that, you know, it should be. It could be so fun, right? Okay. But it's probably unlikely. I understand. However, what we can learn from this as online language teachers is to think about other ways that we can share what we create, right? So what I mean by this is perhaps you religiously write your blog each week and you have a routine to share it on social media and via email, right? And that's how it works. You've got your system in place. You've got your routine. Click, click, click. It goes. It works. But what about if you also added in creating a podcast version of each blog? This could be great to reach new people, give existing readers a new way to take in what you have to say. Alternatively, this idea of building something else could look like creating an exciting online summit with lots of other speakers. You can gradually share snippets of sessions before the event, kind of drawing on that release of singles from the Barbie album. However, there is one thing. I would recommend sharing the full lineup of speakers. It really feels like a little bit icky if you're highlighting some people over others, if you go for that kind of, oh, some speakers TBA, like that feels kind of like, no, that's not what we're going for here. But there is something that we can learn from that TBA artist thing though, and that is to consider TBA, to be announced, extra bonuses being revealed halfway through a live launch. So something like that gets to use that TBA thing that they did with the Barbie music with the album, but it doesn't pedestal people like it would if you were to not share a full lineup of speakers. And I feel like that's a much better interpretation of this into our world of online language teaching. And finally, early sneak peeks. Oh, so part of the reason that people were so hyped and excited about the Barbie movie is that this is something we've seen for a long time. We've known is in the works. We've had these little sprinklings and they've done this really, really well. Do you remember sometime kind of mid-COVID, there were the first photos from the first day of filming in the big wide open human world, as in not Barbie world on a soundstage? the internet absolutely lost its mind, and the initial hype and buzz was very, very quickly and easily created from that. So what does this mean for us? How do we take this idea of early sneak peeks from the Barbie movie and apply this to ourselves? Well, don't be afraid to share strategic behind-the-scenes insights. And I'm not necessarily talking here. In fact, I'm definitely not talking about what you had for breakfast each day, but more so exciting big things coming up. So when you've got a course launch or a brand new offer or your visit to the location for your soon-to-be tickets available retreat, these sorts of things can really help to create excitement as you're busy preparing for your latest offer. So it's almost like a reminder that people like to see inside when they can, right? People like a little peek behind the door. So another way we can interpret this is perhaps a brief walkthrough, a little video walkthrough of a course on its product page. That can be really helpful to give people a sample of what to expect. I also liken this to visiting a food or drink shop where samples are given out. So if there's a way that you can give people a free sample of what you offer, that can be a great marketing tool too. So for example, all your content should be in line with your style and tone of your products and services so people know what to expect. And free opt-ins, free downloads, all of that stuff serve the same purpose too. So make sure that your free stuff is good. It's not just a case of, oh yeah, I made a PDF with AI, I'm just gonna, whatever, put that on, free download, meh, don't really care. No. We can do better than that. We can do better than that. Not there's anything wrong with AI. We talked about ChatGPT in a previous episode of this podcast. But if you're talking about something that is your free taster, you want it to be a good example. You don't go into the food and drink shop and they give you the little sample of cheese, but actually it's the old cheese that they should have thrown out a week before because it's past its best before date, right? That's not putting their best foot forward. That's going to make you think, oh, they're giving me moldy cheese, like, and it shouldn't be moldy. It's not like intentionally moldy cheese. It's actually out of date. I'm not going to bother buying their regular cheese, you know? So best foot forward with your kind of free stuff and all your early sneak peek stuff as well. All right. So as I said, we're going for four real core things that the Barbie marketing did so, so well for the recent film. And I hope there's some inspiration here for how you can apply this as well to your own online language teaching. As always, if you have any questions, you can reach out. Just email me, lindsay@doeslanguages.com. The link is in the description and the show notes as well. And remember, if you are into this type of thing, if you want to know more about the marketing side of things for your online language teaching, then definitely two recommendations. Number one, take a peek at 100 creative ideas for online language teachers. There is a chapter in there all about promotion. That should tide you over until the autumn, when I will be sharing a brand new, completely updated version of the Online Teaching Marketing Masterclass as part of the Online Teaching Starter Kit. So have a little look. You can sign up already for the OTSK and you'll be in and you'll be ready to go when that happens. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the inside. I'll be back very soon with the next episode. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you. Bye.